Hello, welcome to the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program Quality Bundle Open Mic Session. This is the seventh and final of the series of open mic sessions we have arranged for you. I am Sabrina Essenbach, Clinical Transformation Consultant for the hospital program in the West Virginia market. Let's begin our session. Slide 2 lists the components and metrics of the calendar year 2017 program in comparison with the calendar year 2016 program. This slide is familiar from the overview session as well as the previous open mic session and discusses the updates and changes from calendar year 2016 to calendar year 2017. The calendar year 2017 program is relatively consistent with calendar year 2016 and continues to focus on quality of care and patient safety. The measure that we will be reviewing today, quality bundle, falls into the quality component and is highlighted in blue on slide 2. This measure is consistent with the calendar year 2016 program metric with one additional star measure for a total of 17 CMS star measures. Slide 3 gives a brief description and scoring information for the quality bundle component. The quality bundle aggregate star rating metric is mandatory for hospitals with employee physician practices and continues to keep providers focused on the care continuum, improving patient health and outcomes for hospitals and health systems with employee physician practices. Performance on 17 CMS 5-star quality rating system measures for the attributed Medicare Advantage population will be included in the measurement. The overall aggregate star rating of employee physician practices will be used to determine points achieved, including an option for bonus points for strong stars performance. Participants will be evaluated on the performance of employee physician practices beginning January 1, 2017 through December 31, 2017. Hospitals and/or health systems without employee physician practices and Delaware hospitals are excluded from this metric. The hospital-specific quality bundle aggregate star rating metric has a total of 10 points available. 10 points will be earned for an aggregate quality bundle score of 4 stars or greater. 7 points will be earned for a star rating of greater than or equal to 3.75 and less than 4 stars. 2 points will be earned for a star rating of greater than or equal to 3.5 stars and less than 3.75. 0 points will be earned for any star rating of less than 3.50 stars. The potential for 2 bonus points will be earned for a rating of greater than or equal to 4.01 to 4.5 stars, and a potential for an additional 5 bonus points will be earned for a star rating greater than or equal to 4.51 to 5 stars. On slide 4, we have provided the 17 CMS star measures that are being scored in calendar year 2017 for the quality bundle metric. We will discuss in later slides the individual measures and provide an updated list of associated star weights and thresholds for the calendar year 2016 program. There is one measure that was scored in calendar year 2016 that has been removed and 2 new measures that have been added in calendar year 2017 for the scored program that entails the 17 CMS star measures. The removed measure is medication adherence for asthma patients, and the 2 new added measures are D11 high-risk medication and DMC-23 medication reconciliation post-discharge. Slide 5. For participants with employed physician practices, Highmark will compute an overall star rating by comparing star measure performance to cut point benchmarks for each measure, then aggregating to an overall star rating consistent with CMS methodology. Each star measure has a weight that will factor into the overall star rating. Participants' star rating performance will be aggregated at a hospital health system level by each measure and then compared to the cut points to determine points achieved toward the overall hospital quality bundle star rating. Before moving forward, we would like to clarify any confusion when calculating the aggregate hospital or health system quality bundle star rating. When we utilize the word aggregate, please note this is much different than an average score. The aggregate score calculates the some of all hospitals and health systems' employee practices, numerators and denominators for each measure, and compares the actual compliance rate with the cut point to determine each individual measure's star rating. Now, let's review the steps to calculate the overall quality bundle aggregate star rating. Step one, determine the aggregate performance for each star measure. Identify all measures that have a minimum of 10 in the denominator, and identify your current monthly star performance level for each of those measures. Please refer to the example listed in the left-hand column on the slide. There are 5 measures with a denominator of 10. Step 2, once you have identified your performance star rating for the measures, next, identify the weights of each of those star measures and calculate a total sum of the weights. Please see the example in the center column. The total weight value of the 5 measures is calculated as a value of 9. Step 3, calculate the achieved weighted star result. You will see this example listed in the column on the right. The achieved star weight is the product of the individual star performance value, which is the left column, multiplied by the individual measure's assigned weight, the center column. After you have calculated the individual star weights for each measure, the next task is to sum the weighted stars in that right column. Please refer to the example in the right column. The total weighted stars for the 5 measures is 36. Step 4, divide the total weighted stars, which is the numerator value, by the sum of the total weight applicable or the denominator value to calculate the hospital and health system's aggregate star rating. In the example, a total of 36 weighted stars is divided by the weighting of 9 for an aggregate star rating of 4. If, at the year end, the quality bundle does not have the required denominator volume of 10 in at least one CMS star measure, a hospital will not be held accountable for the score for the quality bundle metric. Slide 6 provides a screenshot of the reports page on the Navinet user interface, where your hospital reports can be found. Highmark provides quarterly reports as well as a monthly report to assist our partnered hospitals with their efforts in improving the results of the Quality Blue Hospital Program. The Quality Blue Hospital Measure, Quality Blue Hospital Score, and Health System or Hospital's Quality Bundle Report are released quarterly. Please refer to page 43 of the calendar year 2017 program manual for the scheduled report release date. The monthly quality bundle report is typically released after the 20th of each month. The monthly and quarterly quality bundle reports are formatted in the same manner and are reported with no runout period. When reviewing the two reports, please keep in mind the quarterly report provides cumulative data reflecting care gap claims pay-through date as the quarterly time frame, whereas the monthly reports provide a more updated monthly care gap closure status. As an example, please turn your attention to the two red circled dates on slide 5. This example demonstrates the third quarter quality bundle report for calendar year 2016. The quarterly report was posted on December the 15th, 2016, with the period ending claims pay through date of September of 2016. The newest monthly quality bundle report was posted on January 26th, 2017, with the period ending for the claims pay through date of December 2016. Therefore, the monthly report will provide a more accurate star rating. Please be aware the quarterly quality bundle score will be represented on the quarterly hospital quality blue program, quarterly score, and quarterly measure reports. We would also like to make a recommendation for hospitals and health systems to save a copy of the monthly report for your records. As with each reporting update, monthly and quarterly, the new reports replace previous reports. individuals working at a practice level may not have access to the hospital quality bundle reports. The practice level individual will have access to their individual practice reports that contain personal health information for the attributed Highmark Medicare Advantage patient. Therefore, working collaboratively between the hospital and the practice levels would be an advantage to evaluate and report progress as a health system and improve the quality bundle score. If you need assistance in accessing or understanding your reports on the user interface, you may contact your assigned clinical transformation consultant or provider account liaison. Slides 7 and 8 are visual representations of the quarterly score and measure reports Highmark provides to participating hospitals. In the example of the quarterly hospital measure report on slide 7, the quality bundle measure is noted in the red box. The fifth column provides the preliminary score, which is based on historical calendar year 2015 performance. Column 6 provides the target of greater than or equal to 4 stars, and the remaining columns displays quarters 1 through 4 and the final results of the star performance. Throughout calendar year 2017, each quarter will provide a cumulative star rating based on the quarterly time period. Moving to slide 8, we will review the quarterly hospital score report. The preliminary calendar year 2017 score and measure reports were recently provided to participating hospitals via the user interface. The purpose of the calendar year 2017 preliminary report is to provide hospitals with data to assess potential program outcomes and identify opportunities for improvement using historical data. In other words, the report is a snapshot in time and affords hospitals with the opportunity to develop actions and interventions to improve outcomes. Data from January 2015 through December of 2015 was used to determine the preliminary quality bundle calendar year 2017 scores found in the recently posted report. In our example, the red box indicates the hospital's possible performance for the quality bundle measure calendar year 2017. The column labeled current will demonstrate your quarterly performance rate on a cumulative basis, and the points earned will reflect the quarterly current results. In this example, the hospital's historic quality bundle score was a 5-star. Based on the preliminary report, this hospital has the potential to receive max 10 points for this excellent result, with the additional 5 bonus points for a total of 15 points. Moving to slides 9 through 11, we will review the quality bundle reports that you receive monthly as well as quarterly via the user interface. These reports are provided in an Excel format with 3 worksheets or tabs of information specifically related to each hospital or health system's quality bundle. We will begin reviewing this report on slide 9 with the third tab titled Stars Column Definitions prior to diving into the other tabs that contain the data. This tab is provided as a resource to assist with the explanation for each column title that are found on the other data tabs within the report. To help us better understand each column within our STARS tab, we will review the definitions of some key components that are provided within the report. The first column, Identified as Class, identifies the categorization of each measure by class. CMS STAR measures are divided into 2 classes, dynamic or static. Dynamic measures, which are identified in rows 10 through 15 on the STAR tab, cannot be closed prior to year end due to last visit or continuous care monitoring requirements. The calendar year 2017 program includes 6 dynamic CMS STAR measures. Static measures, identified in rows 17 through 25 on the STAR tab, are closed for a member when the expected care is provided to that member once during the measurement year. A good way to remember this concept, a static measure are once and done. The calendar year 2017 program includes 11 static CMS STAR measures. The next column, eligible population, also known as denominator, is the member eligibility will continuously evolve throughout the year based on changes in diagnosis, attributed enrollment, CMS technical specification, and so on. Practices are expected to properly manage the care of all members and anticipate change in the denominators for each measure as the year progresses. All claims received on a member can affect a member's denominator inclusion. When reviewing this column, please keep in mind the quality bundle denominator encompasses the sum of patients from all employee physician practices for each measure. Number of gaps closed, or the numerator. This column captures all static measures in the dynamic measure of readmission. Static measures definitively closed through processed claims and are tracked as closed gaps. The dynamic gap, excluding the readmission measure, will be grayed since the dynamic gaps are not a definitively closed gap with one encounter during the measurement period. In regards to the dynamic measure, all-cause readmission, C19, the number of gaps closed represent those members that are adherent in that 30-day window or opportunity for readmission from the index readmission has passed. Therefore, the patient is compliant and is no longer susceptible of being readmitted. Number of gaps addressed and on track or trending. Dynamic measures gap closures are based on either a final lab result in the calendar year or achieving an on-track adherence threshold for the calendar year. On-track means the member satisfied the numerator criteria from a view of if the year ended today. For the C19 measure in regards to this next column, the number of members on track, this column for the measure, represents those members that are still susceptible to becoming non-adherent. For example, a member for C19 that is on track means the member has been hospitalized and has not yet been readmitted. However, the 30-day period is still open, and the patient is still susceptible for a readmission. Number of eligible population beyond remediation. This value represents gaps that cannot be closed based on the remaining time in the measurement period. Since the C19 measure is inverted, the values within the category represent the actual numerator, the number of discharges with a readmission within 30 days. The next two columns, actual year-to-date compliance rate, is calculated for static measures to provide hospitals with their actual year-to-date rates based on gaps closed versus those still open. And the trend compliance rates are provided and calculated for dynamic measures to indicate what percent compliance would be achieved if the year ended today. Current trend measure star rating is the current star rating for the individual measure based on the hospital or health system's year-to-date compliance rate in comparison with the CMS star cut point. Maximum potential compliance rate. This value displays the maximum potential year-ending compliance rate for the measure based on the number of members who are currently beyond remediation and currently captured in the denominator. The final two columns, four-star and five-star compliance, identifies the compliance rate or cut point needed to qualify for that specific 4- and 5-star rating. Now, let's move on to slide 10 to review the categories with data in the columns. Slide 10 is a snapshot of the first tab titled Stars, circled in red, on the monthly and quarterly quality bundle reports. Please note, this report is an example of the calendar year 2016 quality bundle report and does not reflect the calendar year 2017 CMS star measures or cut points. The first calendar year 2017 monthly quality bundle reports are scheduled to be released at the end of March 2017. In the example on slide 10 in the upper left of the report outlined in red, we identify for this individual report the run date is January 26, 2017, the attribution date is August 31, 2016, and the claims pay-through date is December 31st, 2016, with an aggregate star rating of 4.56. Let's first look at the attribution date, which is the date the patient attribution was locked down for the calendar year 2016 program. This date is August 31st, 2016, which means there were no newly added attributed members affecting the aggregate star rating since August 31st of 2016. Highmark Medicare Advantage members' claims will establish the data set for both participant performance measurement and attribution. Members are assigned or attributed to the employee physician practice with eligible program providers, PCPs, and CRNPs, with whom they had the highest number of visits during a rolling 18-month time period. Attribution is updated monthly using no run-out period for claims processing, which could result in membership attribution changes throughout the course of the calendar year. To allow participants sufficient time to respond to members' identified gaps and impact performance measurement, in calendar year 2017, attribution will be locked down as of August 31, 2017, for the resulting of the Medicare Advantage Incentive Program, which results the quality bundle score. Next, on row 5, the claims paid through date on this report, December 31, 2016, simply means the report captures those claims submitted, processed, and paid by December 31, 2016. When reviewing this report to verify the claims closed have been captured, please remember to look at the claims paid through date on the report. For example, if there was an attributed patient with a date of service for an office visit resulting in a care gap being addressed during the visit on December 26, 2016, and the claim was submitted to Highmark on that same date, the patient gap may still appear open or non-compliant on this quality bundle report or monthly provider gap report, as the claim has been submitted, but Highmark has not processed nor paid and finalized that claim prior to December 31st, 2016, which is the claim paid through date. The following or subsequent report may capture the patient's claim submitted December 26, 2016, for numerator compliance and close the care gap, ensuring the patient is compliant with the measure, thereby improving the star rating score. As stated previously, the quarterly and monthly quality bundle reports have no claims run-out period throughout the program year. The final calendar year 2017 quality bundle report will be the only report received that has a run-out period of 90 days for dates of services provided January 1st through December 31st, 2017. To ensure the final quality bundle report captures all closed gaps, all claims submissions and or claims corrections for the calendar year 2017 dates of services must be submitted by January 31st, 2018. In the previous slide, we provided education on the definition of each column in the table on this tab. Now let us take a look at the table in the report example on slide 10 to help us better understand the data provided, the source of the data, and how it is utilized to calculate the aggregate star rating in row 6 of 4.56 stars. Information and values in columns A, B, C, L, and M are derived from the CMS STARS Health Plan Program Guidance for the Highmark Medicare Advantage Program. Values in columns D through G are provided via attributed Highmark Medicare Advantage administrative claims data or clinical quality feedback loop submissions reflecting the measurement period for the program year. Values in columns H through K are the calculations of the employee physician practice's current performance based on Highmark Medicare Advantage administrative claims data or clinical quality feedback loop submission. Let's review the measure in row 1, which is a dynamic measure by the name of C15, comprehensive diabetes care, HbA1c control of less than or equal to 9% with a 3 weight in an eligible population for this hospital or health system of 3. Since this is a dynamic measure, the next column with a value in the number of gaps on track is 2, with a trained compliance rate of 66.70%, which provides a 3-star rating for this measure based on the CMS STAR cut point. The findings for this measure include, this is a dynamic measure, therefore the care gap continuously opens throughout the year based on the amount of times an A1C level was collected. The hospital will want to continuously monitor the patient compliance in this measure. Next, we have identified that two of the three eligible patients are compliant, which equates to 66.7% trend compliance rate, leaving the third patient with an A1C level considered non-compliant, which is defined by one of the following circumstances. The CPT code submitted for this patient indicates an A1C level for the measurement of greater than 9%, or the patient has not had an A1C level completed during the measurement year, or the practice has not submitted the CPT result code for the A1C level that was completed during the measurement year. To enable a STAR rating increase, this hospital would need to have a compliance rate of greater than or equal to 74% to be a 4-star, or greater than or equal to 85% to be a 5-star. The next finding we have identified on this measure is that the eligible population is less than 10, which indicates that this measure is not included in the current aggregated STAR rating above of 4.56 stars. Now, let us look at a static measure on row 20. DO7 adult BMI assessment, which is a one weight with an eligible population of 20. Number of gaps closed, 19, with a year-to-date compliance rate of 95%, equating to a 4-star rating for this measure. The findings for this measure include, this is a static measure. One submission of the appropriate documentation or code would close this gap, one and done. This hospital has one patient that is considered non-compliant, which is defined non-compliant since Highmark has not received during the measurement year the CPT code for this patient's BMI with the date of service as a measurement year or the year prior to the measurement year. The CMS cut point for the next STAR rating of 5 is 97%, which would indicate the need to close the one gap that is still open. And this measure has a denominator of greater than 10 patients. So this measure does impact the aggregate bundle STAR rating. Based on eligible denominators, there are 5 measures for this hospital: medication adherence for hypertension, medication adherence for cholesterol, breast cancer screening, colorectal cancer screening, and adult BMI that are impacting the hospital's quality bundle aggregate score of 4.56. Now, let us review the second tab, multi-practice, on slide 11. This table and this tab will identify the employed physician practices by practice ID, which is column A, practice name, column B, number of attributed Medicare Advantage members, column C, and each physician practice overall projected STAR rating, column D, that encompasses the quality bundle STAR aggregate rating. The remaining columns of this tab identify each individual CMS STAR measure and the compliance rate and STAR rating for each employed physician practice. We would like to utilize this slide with the previous slide to clarify the term aggregate and how all patients in all practices impact the hospital quality bundle aggregate STAR score. As we determined on the previous slide, the aggregate STAR rating for the hospital, 4.56, is impacted by 5 STAR measures based on the attributed eligible denominator. This slide identifies there are 3 physician practices included in the hospital's quality bundle and outlined in the red box, column D, rows 9 through 12. One practice has an overall projected STAR rating of 5, and the other 2 practices do not have a STAR rating. The 2 practices do not have a STAR rating because they do not have any STAR measures with a minimum of 10 in the denominator. But the patients that are attributed to those practices are impacting the hospital's quality bundle rating. For example, looking at D14 medication adherence for cholesterol statin, the previous slide identified a total of 20 patients in the denominator. 16 patients are trending as on track, 4 are beyond remediation, and the aggregate STAR measure rating is a 4-star. On this slide, you can see practices 1 and 3 are a 5-star rating, and practice 2 is rated at a 1-star. After drilling down further into the patient detail reports on a practice level, the practice denominators are as follows. Practice 1 has 5 attributed patients, practice 2 has 3, and practice 3 has 11. Therefore, all patients at all practices are affecting the aggregate score for this measure, which impacts the overall aggregate quality bundle star rating. The hospitals and health systems receive the aggregate summary stars rating reports and practice comparison reports without patient-identified data. Hospital and health systems program participants are encouraged to collaborate with their employee physician practices by utilizing the hospital summary reports in comparison with the physician practices care gap reports and discuss process improvements to close gaps for attributed members. We are now on slide 12. Slides 12 through 28 provide the individual CMS star measure, including the CMS HEDIS specifications regarding the measure's denominator, numerator, and exclusion. This information, along with additional best practices for each measure, can be found in the additional presentation titled 2017 Medicare Advantage PCP Clinical Star Measure Final that was forwarded to the participants on this call along with the Quality Bundle open mic presentation. Additional information is also available on the Provider Resource Center under the Medicare Advantage link. We will only review in detail a few of the 17 CMS star measures that have had significant changes or are newer measures for the program, whereas we will provide a brief overview for the remaining measures that have minimal to no measure specification changes for the calendar year 2017 program. The following measures, C01, breast cancer screening, C07, adult BMI, C13, comprehensive diabetes care eye exam retinal, C14, comprehensive diabetes care medical attention for nephropathy, C15, comprehensive diabetes care HbA1c control of less than or equal to 9, and C19, all calls readmission rate for Medicare Advantage population, which can be located on slides 12, 14, 16, 17, 18, and 20, are all measures that the 2017 CMS HEDIS measure specifications have not changed from the 2016 measurement year. The following measures, C12, osteoporosis management in women who had a fracture, C17, disease-modifying anti-rheumatic drug therapy for rheumatoid arthritis, DMC25, statin therapy for patients with cardiovascular disease, DMD17, statin use in persons with diabetes, D14, medication adherence for cholesterol statin, that are located on slides 15, 19, 22, 23, and 27, are the measures that the measure specifications have not changed from 2016 specifications. However, we would like to make you aware that HEDIS and or PQA, as noted on the slide, provides guidance on which medications are denoted as numerator compliant, and that NDC lists associated with these medications are only provided in November of the year prior and may not be reflected at the start of the reporting. Additionally, any updates received in November of 2017 will be applied to resulting upon programming updates. There are 3 measures that the measure specifications have changed from calendar year 2016. And those measures include D02 colorectal cancer screening, D12 medication adherence for diabetes medication, D13 medication adherence for hypertension, which are found on slides 13, 25, and 26. Now, let's move to slide 21 to review a newly added star measure for calendar year 2017. Slide 21, DMC 23 Medication Reconciliation Post-Discharge, is a 3-weighted newly added star measure for calendar year 2017 with a 5-star cut point of 67%. This measure monitors the percentage of discharges in the measurement year for members 18 years of age and older for whom medications were reconciled. the date of discharge through 30 days post-discharge. Medication reconciliation must be contested by a prescribing practitioner, clinical pharmacist, or registered nurse on the date of discharge through 30 days after discharge for a total of 31 days. This measure is based on discharges, not members. If members have more than one discharge, include all discharges. Exclusions for this measure include if the discharge is followed by a readmission or direct transfer to an acute or non-acute inpatient care setting on the date of discharge through 30 days after discharge, count only the last discharge. Exclude both the initial and the readmission direct transfer discharges if the last discharge occurs after December 1st of the measurement year. Slide 24, D11, use of high-risk medications in the elderly. This measure is another newly added score measure for the calendar year 2017 program. This is a dynamic, one-weighted measure with a five-star cut point of 3%. This measure calculates the percentage of members 66 years of age and older who had at least two dispensing events for the same high-risk medication class during the measurement period. Please note, some medications are classified as high-risk in elderly based upon the daily dose. NCQA provides guidance on which medications are denoted as numerator-inclusive high-risk. NDC lists associated with these medications are only provided in November of the year prior and may not be reflected at the start of reporting. Additionally, any updates received in November of 2017 will be applied to the resulting upon programming updates. Highmark members without pharmacy benefits through Highmark, members in hospice are excluded. Exclusions do not include denied claims. Slide 28, we will review this measure as it was a new measure that was added in calendar year 2016. D15 Medication Therapy Management, or MTM, which is a static three-weighted measure with a five-star cap point of 80%. This measure captures the percentage of MTM-eligible members who received a comprehensive medication review during the measurement period. Members who meet eligibility requirements for the denominator for this measure are those with three or more chronic conditions who take a minimum of seven Part D medications and are likely to incur annual costs of at least $3,919 for all covered Part D drugs. Targeted chronic conditions include Alzheimer's disease, bone disease, arthritis, osteoporosis, respiratory chronic lung disorders, rheumatoid arthritis, end-stage renal disease, and mental health bipolar. Additional conditions may be added. Numerator-compliant members are eligible patients who complete a comprehensive medication review by an approved CMS vendor during the measurement year. Exclusions include those under hospice care and those that opt out within 60 days of program eligibility. While Highmark understands medication reconciliation is often completed by our network providers, this is a Medicare program that requires CMRs be conducted by an approved CMS-approved party. Slides 29 through 30 provides the draft version of the 17 CMS STAR measure cut points for calendar year 2017. We shared the updated list earlier in the PowerPoint. As it currently stands, this is the updated list, associated weights, and thresholds needed to achieve STAR rating. An updated version of the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program Manual is currently being updated with the updated CMS STAR cut point and will be distributed to all hospitals and health systems within our program after approval, has been received from the State of Pennsylvania's Health Department. Upon the final version of the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Manual being distributed to the hospitals and health systems, the updated cut points will be found in Appendix A. During this open mic session, we have provided information to support our contracted hospitals in your road to success for this measure. We have provided the Quality Blue Hospital Quality Bundle Measure definition, Quality Bundle scoring methodology, a review of the Highmark reports that are provided, as well as the CMS specification for each of the 17 individual CMS STAR measures. On slide 31, we are providing you with a summary of the important dates previously mentioned within this presentation as a reminder. Employee Physician Practice Attestation Quality Bundle. Highmark has created a verification process attestation survey that enables the hospitals to provide any updates to Highmark regarding their employee physician practices that are affiliated and included in the hospital quality bundle metric. The original physician practice attestation deadline was January 31, 2017. As a courtesy, Highmark provided an extension to February 24, 2017. The calendar year 2017 monthly quality bundle reports will be available on the user interface the third week following the end of the prior month. The first calendar year 2017 quality bundle report will be available at the end of March 2017. Practice acquisitions or terminations that have occurred prior to July 1, 2017, employee physician practices removed or terminated during the measurement year prior to July 1, 2017 will be excluded from the participant's quality bundle performance for the calendar year 2017 program year. Employee physician practices acquired or added during the measurement year by July 1, 2017 will be included in the calendar year 2017 quality bundle performance. Changes occurring in the first half of the year must be communicated to Highmark via the participant's provider account liaison prior to August 1st to be effective in the current program year. Any changes communicated to Highmark after August 1st will be applied for the next program year. The patient attribution lockdown rate. Medicare Advantage members that are active in a Highmark Medicare Advantage plan as of January 1st, 2017 will remain in attribution and may impact program performance unless they fall outside the parameters of an individual measure. Participants managed these patients during the period they were attributed to them. Therefore, these members will count in the participant score. To allow participants sufficient time to respond to members' identified gaps and impact performance measurements, attribution will be locked down as of August 31, 2017 for the resulting of the Medicare Advantage Incentive Program. Members will continue to be added and renewed from reporting throughout the calendar year based upon attribution logic. Members that are included in reports after August 31, 2017 will be flagged and adjusted out of final score. In addition to closing gaps via claim submission, eligible participants will have the opportunity to include supplemental data submitted in the clinical quality feedback function by December 26, 2017 in the assessment of the performance level star rating component. All claims for consideration for the calendar year 2017 program with dates of services provided January 1 through December 31, 2017 must be submitted to Highmark by January 31, 2018. We are now on slide 32. Let us now discuss how this component, quality bundle of the Hospital Quality Blue Program, assists with improved patient outcomes. One of the most frequent questions or statements presented to the clinical transformation consultants at Highmark is, why is the PCP practice STARS program involved and scored in our Hospital Quality Blue Program? We have no control over the practices. One of the greatest opportunities within healthcare to enhance patient quality and safety is communication between the continuum of care. As hospitals continue to acquire and employ physician practices, this presents the opportunity to build the professional relationship between the hospitals and physician practices to decrease or close the communication gap and improve the patient safety and quality of care. The information on this slide was found within multiple sources, which are listed at the bottom of this slide. The statistics cited in the article are from the Institute of Medicine in a 2012 report discussed some of the communication challenges. Every year, the average elderly patient sees 7 physicians, which is 5 specialists and 2 primary care physicians across 4 different practices. Physicians in private practice caring for Medicare patients interact with as many as 229 other physicians
at 117 different practices each year. The average surgery patient is seen by 27 different healthcare providers while in the hospital. Another excellent example of the complexity of patient care came from a quarterback's view of care coordination, Dr. Matthew Fess, who described the interactions he had on behalf of a patient whom he had referred for tumor resection, which documented 40 communications with 11 other care providers, which included 9 physicians and social worker in the lab, while his patient had 5 procedures and 11 office visits over the 80 days from the date of diagnosis until the completion of the tumor resection. Not all of the communication problems in healthcare can be attributed to the systemic complexity. Patients struggle to remember what they are told. The Institute of Medicine study showed that patients only recall 40% of the information they were given, and almost half of what they had thought they had remembered was incorrect. Even when they understand the directions, less than half of non-surgical patients follow up with their primary care provider following discharge. Physicians, too, have opportunities to improve their listening skills. An iconic study by Beckman and Frankel found that physicians interrupted patients' initial statements 77% of the time, and that the average time to interruption by the physician was just a mere 18 seconds. This culminates in a huge number of missed opportunities to deliver higher quality and more cost-effective care. The same Institute of Medicine report estimated that $765 billion of healthcare spending was wasted in 2010, with more than half attributable to unnecessary and inefficiently delivered services, as well as missed prevention opportunities. While not all of this waste can be ascribed to ineffective or non-existent communication, the data clearly indicates that communication plays a significant role. Fortunately, this literature is also replete with positive examples of the effects of communication. Improving communication among the care team has been shown to greatly improve the team's understanding of goals of care and to decrease length of stay. The use of education tools such as TeachBack, which asks patients to explain to a member of the care team the information they have just been provided, has achieved improved comprehension and information retention by patients. Furthermore, high-quality communication between care team members and patients has been shown to have a positive influence on patient health outcomes. Slide 33, efforts for improving the healthcare communication gap have started to show a positive impact on patient safety and quality. Medical errors are declining as physicians and hospitals have accepted and embraced the responsibility of patient safety. In 2013, New York Presbyterian launched an effort to create a safe and highly reliable organization that centered on establishing a just culture. This included both ensuring that all staff felt free to speak up if they saw something they felt can negatively affect patient care, and communicating with the among staff about the nature and causes of errors that are discovered. Building on this culture of safety work, NYP, Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons, and Weill Cornell Medical College collaborated to create and implement Making Care Better, which was launched in January of 2014. Making Care Better, with its 13 core elements, has been designed to provide the highest quality, safest, and most reliable care for patients by improving communication and collaboration among the care team and patients. In addition to reinforcing openness and communication about errors, Making Care Better adds daily structured interdisciplinary rounding to ensure communication between members of the care team. The use of a discharge bundle assures all relevant providers are informed about a patient's needs upon discharge, and TeachBack is used to enhance patients' comprehension and retention of discharge instructions. Finally, assessing patients for palliative care eligibility, which is another care element that requires that the care team has held comprehensive, in-depth conversations with both patients and their families. Already in phase two of its development, internal data shows that Making Care Better has begun to deliver improvements in communication that over time are expected to lead to improved outcomes. Improving communication is essential if we are to transform into a value-oriented healthcare system. While there are many structural and cultural barriers to overcome, the good news is that there are patients, care providers, administrators, and entrepreneurs working together to achieve that goal. To do so, we will need to define clear metrics for success, identify champions, build consistency, and iterate based on experience. Many of our hospitals within our program have implemented open communication and collaboration between the hospital and employed physician practices that has proved to show progress and success with the quality bundle measure, as well as improvement with the patient's quality of care. Slide 34 provides a look at proactive and retrospective strategies to improve the quality bundle score and provide quality preventive care to the patients from a physician practice level in collaboration with the hospital or health system. Many hospitals within our hospital Quality Blue program have implemented these and other strategies to increase their quality bundle score. Now, in order to work on this metric, where do you start? Slide 35 summarizes potential strategies hospital and health systems may want to use to impact the quality vendor metric. Step one, leadership commitment and engagement is vital in the success of the program. To be effective, all stakeholders, including leadership, must be involved in a collaborative effort between the hospital and health system and the employee physician practices in providing quality preventative care for the Highmark Medicare Advantage population. Leadership involvement will demonstrate the commitment to improve and excel in the quality outcomes. A suggestion for leadership involvement would include making a commitment to support the employee physician practices' efforts in process improvement strategies to deliver the best quality of care and incorporating the strategy into the organization's global strategic plan while continuously monitoring the progress of the aggregate quality bundle score as well as the individual practice star rating, and presenting the monthly progress ratings to the hospital and health systems board. Step two, physician engagement. Establish champions within the organization that are able to explain the importance of the change initiative, assist in facilitating the change, and motivate peers and staff to embrace the change. We would suggest selection of a physician champion who is open to change and wants to make a positive impact on improving preventative patient care as well as improving the ratings for this metric. Step three, creating an engaged quality bundle team. After identifying the physician champion, the next individual to add to the team is a team lead. Quality bundle team leads are suggested to have an invested interest in improving the processes to capture care gaps and an individual who can facilitate the meeting and be an active and driving force of the initiative along with the physician champion. The quality bundle team should consist of a multidisciplinary group of individuals who are committed to the hospital and health system and physician practices care redesign and improving the quality of care for the senior population. A suggested list of individuals to participate on the quality bundle team, also known as the experts, would be coding, physician practice, medical assistant, office coordinator or managers, an IT expert, hospital quality representative or project manager, community organizations that the team can collaborate with to improve the outcomes, and so on. Step four, performance tracking. As in any quality improvement project or activity, keeping track of the progress will help you in assessing and reorienting your progress for the intended goal. As we saw earlier in the presentation, Highmark's quality bundle and monthly gap reports provide valuable data regarding what pieces are included in the denominator and numerator. Review and analyze the reports on a regular basis in order to identify opportunities for care gap closures as well as process improvements to capture the measurement during an office visit. Step five, care redesign. Work to identify gaps in your system that may serve as barriers or opportunities for improvement to assist with achieving the quality bundle's goal rating of a 4-star or greater. Study your current workflow processes and take corrective actions. Implement procedures, policies, education, and tools to support your quality bundle goals. Frequently reassess your progress and staff to ensure the policies, procedures, and tools are being followed and utilized. Step 6, care coordination. An effective care coordination strategy helps in reducing waste and improving seamless, defect-free care transitions. This facilitates efficient patient management across the care continuum. The best practice is to make the care coordinator as the patient's single point of contact, also known as the patient liaison. He or she reaches out to the patient, monitors their preventative care, monitors their patient's medication adherence, and schedules visits for the patients if needed. The care coordinator will also monitor the patient and follow their inpatient hospital stay to ensure the continuous care during the hospital stay as well as post-discharge occurs. Step 7, continuous program evaluation. Continue to evaluate the process implemented and the success of the program. Slides 36 through 37 not only provides the resources used for the end of my session, but also provides additional information to assist you in your efforts to work on the quality bundle metric. This concludes the presentation for the quality bundle and concludes the open mic sessions for the calendar year 2017 Quality Blue Hospital Program. Thank you for listening, and we will now open the line for questions.